St. Patrick's Friday, like any other Friday on Culturefile, marks a switch flip when we ask one of our guests to tell us not about their own endeavours to make sense and beauty in the world, but to tell us about the things they find there already to enjoy. And this time it's the turn of filmmaker Valentina Signorelli to share with us her Culturefile likes.
Hi, hello, my name is Valentina Signorelli. I'm a producer, a director, and also an academic. So I have recently rewatched Jaws, and it's interesting because I grew up in the 90s in Italy, and the only time I watched that film was on TV. And I saw it in an actual cinema theater, so I really loved it. I mean, I wouldn't say scary, but I mean, the first time I watched it, I was a kid, so it brought back some childhood memories of a summer movie that we would watch on Italian TV and dubbed in Italian. So I rewatched it in English. It made a difference. I guess the last book that I read is Slaughterhouse, number 5. I'm not sure if the title is correct in English because I read it in Italian. But yeah, it's kind of something that I wanted to read for a long time. But I only read it, you know, during the holidays. And yeah, I really liked it. So literature for me is a sort of escapism. And that book particularly is about, you know, a historically determined event and how the protagonist, who's a time traveler, can go through different in times. So I really like that alternation of having something that historically accurate and that in this case the author lived in the first person. It was a personal experience he had, and also trying to write about characters that are different from whatever you're used to seeing. I recently traveled to Tennessee in December because I have an Italian friend who's a musician that lives there. So a lot of country music and a lot of roots music, that's what I have been listening to. And in that case, I had the chance to do it live. Here comes Johnny Yen again. That's the difference between the type of music we consume every day and... You know, live music is always my favorite genre. I don't know if it's a genre, but it's for sure my favorite kind of music. Hey man, where'd you get that notion? I've been hurting since I bought the game. So I went to a concert by J.D. McPherson. My friend bought a ticket for me too, and I've always loved JD's music, only never had the chance to see him live, and in that sense it was good. Many people listen to podcasts when they're going to work. I'm just listening to music because I don't like when people talk too much. And also the part that I hate the most when I'm listening to a radio show that involves music is actually when presenters talk. I just want to go straight into the music part. But there is an interesting Italian podcast called Demoni Urbani, which is Urban Demons. That's about, you know, cold cases and murders and mysteries that I really like. So I had a lot of pasta in Italy because I'm in Italy right now. So for me, you never have a bad day if you have a good pasta dish in front of you, any kind of pasta that people like. I only use one, and to keep, you know, the cinema theme, I only use Chanel number 5. But not every day, sometimes. It's linked to Marilyn Monroe saying that she was only wearing that perfume, but also my mom was wearing it when I was younger, so, and I live very far away from my family, so somehow it's another childhood memory, very expensive one in this case.
The likes of Valentina Signorelli there, and coming up tomorrow on the Culture File Weekly, many voyagers, including trips with Isadora Epstein, who's turned the Brendan Voyagers into performance art, with Samuel Lawrence Canaan, photo man with a van, and with Kerry Guinan's new show, which is inspired by an underground bunker in Athlone. And of course, we'll have Jennifer Walsh's mission to explore the outer limits of AI. That's all in the Culture File Weekly via podcast, online, or via good old-fashioned frequency modulation to your radio.